Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg in Mahkeng, a Saturday of 17 degrees is a maximum, and Pretoria up to 18. The ANC's highest decision-making body between party conferences deliberates over the government of national unity.
As a leader in the government of national unity, the deliberations affirm that economic transformation is grounded in principles of social justice, democratic accountability, and inclusive governance. The meeting emphasized that the ANC will engage constructively within the GNU to ensure that national priorities reflect the will and interests of the majority.
Member of the ANC's National Executive Committee, Minister Hossein Ramakgopa, says the ANC has also discussed intensifying oversight over economic development programs to ensure these are implemented as planned. Among the topics under discussion during this weekend's ANC meeting in the south of Joburg is the party's strategy within the GNU, where the DA is the second largest party. The Judicial Service Commission has found Judge Nana Makhubele guilty of gross misconduct, opening the door for her impossible impeachment. The charges against Makhubele emanate from her accepting the position of chairperson of the passenger rail agency, PRASA, after being appointed a judge in 2018. The JSC has recommended to Parliament that the judge must be removed from the bench. Masichaba Sefularu has more.
The JSC found Judge Nana Makhubele guilty on two charges relating to acceptance of the chairperson position for PRASA's interim board and for dishonorable actions during her tenure at the agency. In January, the Judicial Conduct Tribunal found that Makhubele's approval of a questionable 56 million rand settlement with a service provider without consulting PRASA's legal team was both unethical and dishonest. The matter was referred to the JSC, which has now confirmed the finding and recommended her removal. Makhubele could join judges John Hlophe and Nkola Motata, who were removed from the bench last year. Masichaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
More about that at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In America, it's been confirmed that Ghislaine Maxwell, the accomplice of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has been moved from a prison in Florida to a minimum security facility in Texas. This has triggered an angry reaction from some of their victims, further mounting the pressure on a political fallout that continues to grow. While no reason was given for Maxwell's transfer, it does come a week after a top Justice Department official met with her to ask questions about Epstein, who died in a New York jail in 2019. Maxwell has offered to testify before Congress about Epstein if given immunity, and has also reportedly been seeking a pardon from US President Donald Trump. He was a one-time close friend of Epstein. And at the 2025 World Aquatic Championships in Singapore, South African swimming sensation Peter Kutze is through to the semi-final of the 50-meter backstroke. He finished first in his heat and was the second fastest qualifier for the semi-final. 2 days ago, Kutze took the gold medal in the 100-meter backstroke, and he followed that up yesterday with an African record and a silver medal in the 200-meter backstroke. I'm Gerrit Suzo, die hoofnuusste hier. Die ANC se nasionale uitvoerende komitee beraadslaag oor die regering van nasionale eenheid.
Hashtag weekends. Hashtag Jacaranda FM. Jacaranda FM weekends be like. Number 21.
It is Tyler on Jacaranda FM kicking us off. Number 21, it's called Bliss. It is the top 40. You're listening to Jacaranda FM.
I don't wanna be in the world without you. Baby, I don't wanna let you on my side. I don't wanna ever break away from you, or the light might go away. I need you in my life.